Panui newsletter about the Crown response to the abuse in care. Royal Commission of Inquiry. The 17th of September 2025. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Crown response to the abuse in care inquiry. Ma fakaromo me akohuri tetai. Listening, learning, changing. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 17th of October 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Panui newsletter about the Crown response to the abuse in care. Royal Commission of Inquiry. The 17th of September 2025. This Panui newsletter is from the Crown Response Office, a government agency established to coordinate, monitor and report on the government's response to the Royal Commission. The office is hosted by the Public Service Commission. Please feel free to share this Panui newsletter. People can sign up to receive these updates. Contact at abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz with Panui newsletter in the email subject line. Alternate formats of the Panui newsletter can be found on the Crown Response Office website at aicoms.nz/4537. In this newsletter you will find updates on the appointment of the Ministerial Advisory Group, appointment of Survivor Experiences Board Member, appointment of members to a ministerial advisory group. Members of a ministerial advisory group have been appointed to provide the lead coordination minister and other relevant ministers with independent advice on the Crown's response to abuse in care. The members of the group are Alana Ruakera, Chair, Gary Williams, KSO, MNZM, Ngati Poro, Dr. Valerie Tan, JP, Paul Gibson, QSO, Helen Lay, David Crichton, Francis Tungalua, KSO, Linda Surtees, MNZM. Biographies for Ministerial Advisory Group Members. Alana Ruakera, Chair. Alana Ruakera is currently Porotu'u Kuurai, Chief Executive of Tuiora, Taranaki's largest Māori health and social service provider, where she leads integrated services across mental health, primary care, disability, and whānau well-being. As a former director of the Crown Response Unit, Alana led the initial government response to the Abuse in Care Royal Commission of Inquiry, coordinating across agencies. David Crichton, Member. David Crichton is a survivor of state and faith-based care, drawing on over 50 years of lived experience to inform national work on redress, survivor engagement, and care reform. He contributed to the Royal Commission's public hearings and was appointed by Honourable Andrew Little to the Redress Advisory Group. David has previously advised on survivor engagement, record-keeping, listening services and the public apology design. He contributes to the SAGE Group on Faith-Based Redress and Oranga Tamariki's CPIU Steering Group. Valerie Tan, Member. Dr. Valerie Tan, JP, is a clinical psychologist, academic, and governance leader with expertise in trauma, mental health, and equity. She works across Te Whatu Ora private practice and the University of Otago focusing on complex trauma and abuse recovery. Valerie holds ministerial appointments to the NZ Psychologists Board and Film and Literature Board of Review and serves as a Judicial Justice of the Peace. She is a co-founder of the Asian Psychology Collective Otaroa and has led community advocacy through Shakti and the Dunedin Multi-Ethnic Council. Valerie has also recently been appointed to the Human Rights Review Tribunal. Gary Williams, Member. Gary Williams, KSO, MNZM, Ngati Poro, is a Tangata Whaikaha survivor of abuse in care with over 50 years' experience navigating and challenging care systems. He brings deep insight into institutional harm and the transformations needed for a safer, more accountable future. He served on the Survivor Advisory Group of Experts to the Royal Commission and the Redress Design Group Selection Panel, contributing a lived, strategic perspective to system reform. He is also a member of the Survivor Experiences Board. Paul Gibson, Member. Paul Gibson, QSO, served as a Commissioner on the Abuse in Care Royal Commission 2018-2024 and was New Zealand's first Disability Rights Commissioner, where he initiated the call for the inquiry. Paul has chaired multiple ministerial and human rights groups, including the CRPD Monitoring Mechanism and NZ Disability Strategy Working Groups, and is past Chief Executive of VisAble and works on projects preventing and responding to the abuse of disabled adults. Helen Lay, member. Helen Lay is a former chief executive of the South Island Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipounamu, and is now leading Ngā Waihua o Pairangi, Ngāti Rangi. Helen's governance record spans key ministerial panels including the Modernising Child, Youth and Family Expert Panel, Oranga Tamariki Māori Design Group, and Energy Hardship Expert Panel. Helen has driven innovative commissioning models that translate Māori aspirations into measurable social impact. Her work blends strategic insight with on-the-ground leadership across health, education, justice, and social services. Francis Tungalua, member. Francis Tungalua KSO is a survivor of abuse in Catholic care. She was the first survivor to testify in the Catholic Church hearing of the Royal Commission and served on its Survivor Advocacy Group of Experts, SAGE. Francis brings strong governance and operational leadership through her roles as Chief of Staff for Campus Crusade for Christ and Chief Operating Officer with Tandem Ministries. She co-chairs the Survivor Experiences Services Board and serves on the board of Te Roa Pūtoriora. Linda Surtees, member. Linda Surtees MNZM is a nationally recognized leader in child protection and caregiving with over 20 years' experience in frontline care, policy reform, and sector leadership. As CEO of Caring Families Aotearoa, she has led national initiatives including the introduction of national care standards and advocacy to raise the age of care, grounded in her early work as a carer to over 100 tamariki and rangatahi. Linda has contributed to multiple ministerial and strategic groups, including the Extraordinary Care Fund Panel, Financial Assistance Reform Group, and National Care Strategy Reference Group. Appointment of new board member to Survivor Experiences Service Board. Gary Williams KSO MNZM, Ngāti Porou, has also been appointed as the newest member of the Survivor Experiences Board. Gary will join Francis Tungalua KSO, who is the current co-chair of the board and a new member to the Ministerial Advisory Group as well. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 17th of October 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.